used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went to UCLA, got his MBA, produced his first film at age 24.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. And I say wow because this hour is going by so fast. It's been a long time since I've done a live show because I've been out of the country. This is Bruce Allen, and you are listening to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And it's time for Therapy Talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who is a psychologist and parent coach with over a decade of experience. She's been a regular on our show for a long time and is a joy to have. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Weberman.
Thank you. It's so good to have you back. You've been gone for a long time, and I've been following your trip on Facebook, and it looks like it was absolutely amazing.
Well, we didn't do much. We only went to 13 countries and 21 cities in 38 days. Yeah, it was really kind of an idle trip. You know, I was basically just sunning. It was awesome. I can't even begin to tell you. I will be processing this trip probably for a lifetime. It was my third time in Africa, and God willing, I will go at least three more times before I pack it in. But because you can't even begin to cover that country it's so big and so vast and so complicated and so magical and so tragic at the same time that it's really an awesome place. And I know you have some thoughts that I want to get to later after your big announcement about how we can teach our kids to understand and appreciate the blessings that we all share, most all of us here in America. But I should have a fanfare, but I'll just do da 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 da. What's your news?
I am nearly 24 weeks pregnant.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, do tell.
And we are expecting a baby girl.
Oh, and you're naming her Bruce, right?
Priscilla, maybe?
Okay. Oh, I'm so happy for you, Dr. Weberman. I mean, God, now you get to screw up just like the rest of us, and you'll have to go to a therapist.
I look forward to, screwing up my kids in my own special and unique way.
I can't wait in really a good way for you to kind of get to have some of those frustrating moments that all parents do and try to pull out your book of knowledge and find out that none of it works, and then you're going to fly by the seat of your pants, or Jason and you will, and you'll fix it, or you'll solve it, or you'll not solve it for a while and pull your hair out. That's being a mom. That's being a dad.
Well, we look forward to the whole journey. I mean, we have been wanting this for such a long time. And, you know, the fact that she's real right now, she's actually here. I'm like stroking my belly as I'm talking to you right now. It's absolutely miraculous. It's such a dream come true for the two of us.
You know, can I add a bizarre element of politics into this? We've never talked about right to life issues, but now that you're carrying a child literally in your belly, do you have a whole different sense of like viability when there's a life in you from what you might have had theoretically prior to being pregnant?
I think that my views have not changed about, you know, what I feel. Uh-huh. I don't impose my views on others, and I think people's right to choose is very important. But, you know, I've been pregnant two times before. They just, you know, they were short pregnancies, and they miscarried. And I know what it's like to have life inside of me, and it's so miraculous. It's so unbelievable. And, you know, whether the baby has a soul or it doesn't have a soul or when it starts, I don't know. All I know is that I feel her every day, all day. She's moving.
When did that begin, though? Seriously. I mean, you're 26 weeks pregnant. Do you have a conscious memory of, in this pregnancy in particular, since it's the longest and it's going to fruition, obviously, that's our plan here. Do you have a sense of when you really knew there was a baby in you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was waiting for it because, you know, your belly's getting bigger, but you kind of just look bloated in the beginning. It doesn't really look like a baby belly. It's hard to understand that there's actually someone in there. But somewhere around 19 weeks around there, I started feeling things that I thought, ooh, is that the baby or is that, you know, just like air bubbles or something? You know, it's very mysterious. And then as she gets bigger, all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's a kick. Now I know the difference between, oh, I wonder what that sensation is, and actually seeing the skin on your belly bump up and down.
Oh, wow.
Because a foot or a fist is coming against it. And, you know, every time she does it, I just look down and say, hi. You trying to tell me that you're here?
Oh, that's so cool. But that was at 19 weeks. So you at that point knew it was not morning sickness anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so. I had about 6 weeks, which I guess relative to some other women wasn't that long, but I had about 6 weeks of those miserable nauseous symptoms and food aversions. I love food, but I hated food for about 6 weeks, and that was really strange. Even chocolate. And I'm from Dad Chat that I'm a diehard chocoholic, and I couldn't stand to even look at it. And then somewhere around week 18, that all started to lift. And I'm in that nice in-between stage that all the moms tell me that I should be enjoying while it lasts, because the third trimester discomfort hasn't started yet. But the first trimester discomfort has ended. So, you know, okay. I'm just coasting.
Do you remember the advice I think I gave you before I left?
What was that? Oh, about logging and journaling?
No. This is very important, okay? And make sure Jason listens to this. You have one last chance to go away with your husband as a couple alone. And you want to do that soon, before you're in the discomfort of a third trimester. You want to go away to wherever it is that's convenient and close, overnight, for a weekend, whatever. One last trip to kind of celebrate the two of you as a duo. Because once your baby girl is born, you are no longer just Jason and Jennifer. And I think it's a really important thing to do, to honor the beautiful thing that's happening and the struggle that you went through, given that you've miscarried twice. And to kind of celebrate one last trip. It's not about going away to have sex. That's not what I'm talking about. It's going away to just be together. Whatever else happens is great. I really, really encourage it.
You know, I hear what you're saying, and I think that if our journey had been different, that would feel like a very important goal for us to have, is to have that one last weekend away. I think because every year that we, you know, had an upset or had a disappointment and it didn't work out, we gave ourselves a vacation. We had one 2 months before I actually got pregnant, and it was, and every time we do it, we're like, this may be the last time we get to do this. And so I feel like, as opposed to couples who get pregnant right away and don't get to enjoy being a couple before the children come, we've been together for 10 years, and we've been trying to get pregnant for about 6 years.
Oh, that's right. Jason has let me know on the side that he's kind of sick of being married to you. So he's looking forward to the distraction. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have used up.
I just feel like we've done it. We've had a romantic moment. We even did a month in Europe as, you know, a trip when we couldn't get pregnant. So I'm ready for life to change.
Good for you. Well, we've used up the whole segment. You've got 45 seconds left to close out and tell our listeners where they can find you. So any closing thoughts on this wonderful news? And, of course, tell our listeners where they can find you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that I got to share it here. I don't think there's anything I would be more happy to talk about today with you. And as far as where you can find me, I blog at theparentingplayground.com. And I'm there on Facebook under the same name. And on Twitter, I am dr_Weberman.
And I hope, if you're feeling well, that you will join us at the first live Dad Chat with me back tonight.
It'll be very good to have you back.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about gratitude, which I know you would plan to some comments on, but we don't have time now. Gratitude to me is so important. I know you're feeling a lot of it right now.
So much.
And I'm so grateful to have you as a regular on our show. And thanks for being on today. We have to go. Dr. Weberman will be with us, God willing, next week and at Dad Chat tonight. So stay tuned for some closing remarks after these messages. To illustrate my life.
my